What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
65-year-old Paul Leiter was found shot to death in his Pine Bluff Drive home on February 11th. His wife found him sitting in a chair covered in blood. A suspect fired a gun through a window of the home, which killed Leiter. Neighbors reported seeing a suspicious man driving through the area in a white van about 30 minutes before the murder. The Miami Township Police Department released a sketch of the alleged suspect on February 15th based on the neighbor's description. The suspect is described as a white male, about 60 years old with short white hair and wore dark-rimmed glasses. Crime Stoppers is offering the $2,500 reward for information leading to the arrest of the suspect or information leading to the successful closure of the case. To see a sketch of the suspect or to leave a tip, please visit my website where you can sign up for my daily podcast. That address is www.realcrimecases.com.